So the English, so what was to play? It's great. Okay. Should we talk? Okay. Computer, we are going to explain klal in general. So the fundamental principle of Hasidus, we're already talking about Hasidus, which is the highest level, the Shurish and the root of perfect Avodah is. In other words, in order to be the highest level, you need to know the most basic thing. Right? Which is interesting. You would think, okay, to be the highest level, when we pass the basic. No. There's the basic thing, which without this, you can't go anywhere. So what is it? So we discussed what those things are. It's you have to have clarity. Clarity is intellectual clarity. You have to know what is it, the thing that we're going to discuss in a minute. And yis'ames means it should be emes, it should be true, which is what we discussed today. Emes means reality. It's got to be real to you, and it has to be barur, barur, bar, bar, davar barur. It's clear. You have to have clarity, and it's got to be real to you. So what we discussed that what that means last time. So what does it mean clear, and what does it mean? Oh, so what is it that has to be clear, and what is it that has to be truth? Ma chovasoi be'olamoi. What is your responsibility? What is your chova? What is your obligations in this world? So. Before we go to the next word, all the Bali Musar make a diuk over here from the language of the Mesillas Yesharim. Okay, you ready for this? Really, we are accustomed to thinking that there is a mission that a Jew has to do. There's something that Jews have to do. And everybody does as best as they can according to their ability. So, look, I'm a more of a spiritual guy, less intellectual. So, I'll connect more to prayer, to tefillah. I'll connect more to davening. Or, I enjoy doing chesed. And he likes to learn. So, look, what should I do? I'm not going to have to learn that much, but I'll be able to do chesed. Right? Or the way I like to learn is more halacha. He likes to learn more Rabbi. People have a certain nature. You can't not always fight everyone's nature. People have nature, people have skills, talents, etc. So what we feel like is that we do the best we can with our skill. And Hashem will understand that, the rest is not really is not our fault. But really, everybody should do everything. Everyone has to do everything. But like, I'm an oinus on some of it. So in reality, he's coming to say not like that. He's saying, "Machoy what is the? He doesn't say what is your obligation in the world. So what's the obligation in your world? That means." That really, in reality, every person has their own world. Well, it doesn't mean their own world. It doesn't mean they're spaced out, like, oh, he has his own world. Their own world means a world is a place that's here to use as a vehicle to find Hashem. According to Das Tfunis, let's connect the Das Tfunis. What would you say a world is? It's Milashon Ha'alem. The world is there. To hide Hashem and to be used as a vehicle through which we find Hashem. That is what the world is. So everybody goes through the process their own way. Hashem is hidden from you differently than he's hidden from me. Because the way I find him is my way, the way you find him is your way. And therefore, it's not the pshat, everyone, he's hidden from everybody, and everyone figure it out on your own. You have your own unique nisayon, and he has his own unique nisayon, and you have to use your talents for your unique nisayon, and he has to use his unique talents for his unique challenge. Hashem created you with the tools for your challenge, which is your oila. it's not coincidental. Like, hey, look, this is what I'm good at. So therefore, that's all. No. If that's your skill, then that became that. That is exactly your mission. Your mission is that. That is the way you're going to find Hashem in the world, is by using your skills. So if that's the case, we have to know what is my mission, what is the chayv, what am I supposed to be doing with life? And not only what am I supposed to be doing with life in a what am I supposed to be doing life in a general way, in a very specific way. Where did this come from? So, in a very specific way, I need to know what is it that my mission is, and I have to know. And now, that's a chayv is your mission in your world. You have your mission in your world. I have my mission in my world, and everyone has their own mission in their own world. It means the way they're expected to find Hashem and what their challenge is. Now, let's put it together with the first part. So it has to be clear to me and MS to me what my obligation is. Interesting. Why is that so important? Why is that so important? Because if I don't know what my mission is, then I'm all over the place. I can never stay focused. It's very easy to get distracted. I don't even know my mission. I don't know what I'm here for. So if I don't know what I'm supposed to be accomplishing, so nothing seems to be pulling me away from anything. So the likelihood of standing up to challenge is very little because I don't really know what I should be doing anyway. Let's say I know it, but it's not nisames to me. I know it, but it's not true to me. So then I kind of have a concept, but the likelihood that I'll be able to live my life based on that is very unlikely because it's not so true to me. So when I'm in the mood, I'll do it. But when I'm not in the mood, all right. Right now, my sleep is much more real to me than my mission. All right? So why would I get out of bed? Sleep is real. Man, it's geschmack. Mission is nice. So when it's convenient, I'll do it. When it's not, I won't. So how does a person cannot fight life all the time? You cannot be fighting your whole life. You cannot be fighting your whole life. Right? That I really don't want to, but I'm doing it anyway. I really don't want to, but I'm doing it anyway. In order to successfully fight, it has to be in the salaries by the person, be real. If it's real, then you do it. And that's it. There's nothing to more, it's not much to discuss. Right? Like, for example, when there's a fire, people run out of their house. Right? Let's say carbon monoxide detector goes off. Whatever. Oh, not today. It's probably not real. No, but people die because of that. Some people die because of that, whatever. Well, you don't see, you don't smell, you don't nothing. So you know it, but like you don't run out of there the same way you run out of from a fire. That's a good enough. Right? Even though you know that it kills people, it's not like you don't think it does. But like, is it really there? Is it not really there? It's whatever it is. I'll get out when it's gone. Right now I'm sleeping. When I wake up, I'll leave. Bother me now. There's a fire getting out of there pretty quickly. Because it's real. It's there. Right? So if our chayvaso is only borrowed, it's clear, but it's not emes. So then how are you going to, what's going to motivate you when it comes to a real challenge? It only motivates a person when it's real. Because then you feel it. Then you don't have to convince yourself all the time. Then you feel it. You feel that this is what I have to do. You're on fire. Look at like the Punovitcher up. Right? You have a mission in life to go build. You're on fire. Just going. Nothing. You're unstoppable.
Well, it's not explaining about another mission. You're just saying that you have to know what your mission
Okay.
is.
So now, do we know our this?
Is
Is
the
it
big
the
question.
best way to do it is know yourself and know your mission. But I in general, at least, so then know what the mission of a yid is in general then. If we can't do it, if we don't have Nevi'im and we don't have a way of analyzing our personal, but still, we know that we have a chayva and we know that a Jew is supposed to live this life this way. So now that becomes the way I relate to it.
This
Because
is
that's the
ours.
closest we
So we
have.
know we are slightly similar.
On some level, we do know ourselves. Because on some level, we know that we are much more successful at these things than those things. Right? So,
So we focus on that.
right. Like the Maisa, a guy connects more to learning. Then all of a sudden, there's a sign up like, we need more people to join Atzala, whatever. Sure, there'll be people that'll do it because that's their thing. That's not my thing. So it's not your thing, it has to become your thing. You're not about chesed if you don't do that. And he's a little tire if he does. No, for him, he's supposed to, and for you, you're not supposed to. To a degree, we do know Lamaisa. Right? To a degree, we know. Not perfect, but like.
Not 100%, but
Huh?
not 100%. We
Right.
know where is the north.
Right. Right. I know it's very nice. It will be amazing to daven with the Vasi with the Nates every day. So very high level. But right now that's not my mission in life. I'm supposed to I have other things that are more on the top of the list of the way I feel I'm gonna be connected. My schedule, my this, my that. It's more of my focus now. And the person that gets a lot from that, well, then that's the right way. Maybe, not necessarily. Other people get carried away with stuff that doesn't make sense. But in general, I'm saying in general, right? So the bottom line is that the obligation of a person, chayvasu be'ilomo, is the start of everything. That's our motivation, but provided that it's nisbar and it's amis, it has to be clear. And after it's clear, it becomes real. And then we have a clear and a real mission. And then it becomes reality to us. This is what I have to do. And now I can put my focus to it. You can put your focus to it, and it's real. Well, this is like I got to do this, right? So the person is like given a mission that, like, you know, there's a child over there, and no one's going to save that child if you don't get there in the next 24 hours. Right? It's pretty real. You're unstoppable. You're not going to sleep that night. All right? So there's that's what he's talking about.
Rabbi, I
Right?
just have two comments about this lesson. I read everything, and I read all the commentaries, and you illuminated stuff that was not in my book. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And the second thing is that that's a lesson that the yeshivas should inculcate in their program, because the yeshivas try to make everybody the same, and I think that makes it so.